to trial. They are accusing Associated Newspapers of phone tapping and other breaches of privacy. The publisher's legal team had argued the challenge was far too late. Our royal correspondent Laura Bundock has more.
The judge said they had failed to deliver what he described a knockout blow to the claims, which means they can continue. We don't know the exact details of their claims yet, but expect this to be, if it does go to a full trial, an enormous moment. These are some very significant names.
Rishi Sunak is under pressure from some of his own MPs to sack Swela Braverman after she accused the Metropolitan Police of bias over pro-Palestinian rallies. The Home Secretary defied Number 10 by publishing an article in a newspaper. It's the latest in a series of controversial comments she's made in recent months.
The British people deserve to know which party is serious about stopping the invasion on our southern coast.
There's only one way to describe those marches. They are hate marches.
Living in a tent has become a lifestyle choice.
Two teenagers have been charged with racially aggravated criminal damage after Free Palestine was spray-painted on Rochdale Cenotaph. The pair have been released on bail. The former NatWest boss, Dame Alison Rose, will miss out on £7.6 million of her payout after she was forced to quit over a row involving Nigel Farage. Sport: Brighton striker Evan Ferguson has agreed a new contract until 2029. The 19-year-old became the first teenager since Wayne Rooney in 2005 to score 10 Premier League goals in a calendar year. And actor Jared Leto has made history after climbing to the top of the Empire State Building. He's the first person to legally scale the 1,200-foot New York landmark. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Getting invited out for a possible lunch here. You're interrupting me, you audience out there. Let me do the weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
I am funny. Right, let's look at the weather. 10 degrees today, light rain and a gentle breeze. It says light rain, but there's not really much of a possibility of rain. Maybe at 1 o'clock, a 20% chance, but then after that, it's pretty clear. Saturday, you're going to get some sunshine through the cloud, a nice crisp Saturday at 10 degrees, and then there is a possibility on Sunday of some rain, possibly more towards the evening, about a 65% chance, but again, a little bit of sunshine too. That's your weather for the next couple of days.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
I've just been... My guest is still in the studio, Francesca. She says something is oozing out of me. What's oozing out of me? Have I got some sort of wart on me? I didn't know.
This beautiful sparkle in your eyes.
Yeah.
You know, and the happy. You just look so happy.
That's the coffee that does that. The coffee and a bit of chocolate that I had before you got here, because I don't want to be told off, because Francesca is into super fitness. I should be having those green, like, leafy drinks and things in the morning, really.
Oh, no. I told you, didn't I? Michael is a personal trainer next door at Brentwood Centre. He knows my habits, and I don't buy Pringles because I will eat them. So I've come in from my morning appointment, gone in, it's like nearly lunchtime, so I've gone into the box of Pringles that we bought together, yeah. And inside I thought, what's that in there? So there was a note in it. So I opened it up, and it's like, no, big letters, no, not before, a lunch first. I'm like, oh, yeah.
When, that's your
when your personal trainer son knows your habits. I love to have lunch.
The thing is carbohydrate, when you look at diets and you look at food, and I love my food, but the best thing I've ever done to try and lose weight is to have no sugar, very low carbs and high protein. And that seems to be the only thing. All these things that are low fat, really, I mean, you can read up about it, but they don't actually make you feel full. What makes you feel full are the good fats like avocado, like olive oil, like nuts if you can eat them, and then your protein. And it obviously, when you want to have a bit of something naughty or you eat a lot of carbs, it can really mess. Mine's to do with like insulin resistance. So I think I've got a lot of sugar. I haven't got diabetes, but it's if I eat bread and things that are very carby at lunchtime, I literally just sit the next minute, I fall asleep.
Oh, do you know what I was going to say? Exactly that. Yeah. That's exactly what happens. A carb coma.
Yes, yeah.
Isn't it? But it's no good during the middle of the day or you're driving. So, no you will notice a difference. Drinking water as well makes a massive difference. That is my big advocate for water, and it's free and it's easy.
Yes.
But not everyone likes it. But yeah, it really makes a massive difference. Mm. I see it like a little, you know, your flower, your vase of flowers, you wouldn't leave it in there with no water.
No.
Then when you put the water in, they all spring up and, you know, they're all happy again.
If Tony Smith from Sunday Lunch is listening, because he's on between 12 and 2 on a Sunday, and then followed by Vicky Michelle, I was saying last week about what I normally do with flowers. Bob Simpson bought me in some beautiful yellow roses last week, which was gorgeous. Who does Wednesdays, because he thought I sounded a bit down. And I was like, oh, thank you. So that was lovely. And I what I do with flowers when they're at the end of their time, and you bought me flowers as well, is I throw them straight in the garden. I don't take them to the recycling bin. I open up the French doors and I just go and throw them on the grass.
A bit fertiliser.
Yes, well, that's what I think. And Tony thought that was very funny. I just don't make it to the recycling bin. That's it. Now, should we have some new music? I think we should. This is Jay Bax and Emma Perry, who may be listening out there. This track has, I think, been played on BBC Introducing as well. But obviously, we had it here first, because it come to me first, because I know I love music, independent music, and I love playing out superb music. So here they are, Jay Bax and Emma Perry. This is called Feels.
sadness. If I'm waking up the hardest, and every day felt the longest. Oh, blessings were unwanted, constantly haunted. Then you
do. but I know how to be. But I always thought I would end up with you eventually.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk. The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Time goes fast, don't you know? Second run.
like, if only you knew what went on in the studio where you thought I'd probably fallen asleep. I am actually here. I haven't fallen asleep at all. I've got my next guest getting ready in the studio. We're going to be talking to Warren Jessop from Not Just Travel. So if you're fancying booking a holiday, maybe this year, next year, maybe you've got a wedding you want to organise abroad or anything else, we'll be finding out all the top destinations for 2024, plus some secret locations as well. And you're probably like me, I don't understand when I book a holiday what app to an atoll me, but we're going to find that out as well. And that's all coming up with Warren from Not Just Travel, which is a local business. We love our local businesses here in Brentwood, and they are on our they're advertising with us at the moment as well, which you can do if you would like to. So they're one of our sponsors here at Phoenix FM. Now, it's just coming up to 11:24. I've been roped into doing a walk after the show. I've got my platform trainers on, so best of luck to me when I go out with Francesca, who is, by the way, very fit and goes to the gym. But she said, come out for a walk. And then she mentioned at the end, coffee and cake. And I think that's the only bit that I heard, possibly, that will cheer me up to go. So I'm going out for a little walk after the show. Let's have a bit more music. Have we had, I played out quite a few bits this morning. I was going to play this song, actually. This is, let's find the band. I know I'm going to do this. So I've already just played this. Reverend Jeans, that was, with Wanted to Run. They're all the way over in Australia. So thanks again for sending over your track. I think I'm going to play this track by Carly Rae Jepsen. This is called Boy Problems.
Listen, just leave or stay. But I'm done with
you. You're gonna go, then go. She said to me on the phone.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Thank you very much to Lewis for a lovely voiceover. And don't forget, I love your voiceovers. You can send them on Messenger or you can email them in to radio@phoenixfm.com. That's for any show. Now, we've already had guest one. That was Francesca talking about Thames Chase and Butterfly Meadows. And now we've got my second guest of the show. It's Warren Jessop from Not Just Travel, who are one of our sponsors here at Phoenix FM. Now, they're a one-to-one personal travel consultants, which he runs with his partner, Dina. And they're available 24/7 to clients from when they book until when they return home. So, good morning.
Morning, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
Lovely to talk to you. You're having a good old chat with Francesca. You've got mutual. This is community.
That's
mutual,
right.
People, you know.
Giving a card out already.
That's it. That's what we like.
That's what we like.
So, first off, how did you come to set up Not Just Travel?
So, Not Just Travel is part of... It's born out of the travel franchise. So, the travel franchise is people who buy a franchise with a build their own business. Travel franchise is now in the top 10 of franchises in the UK. And we bought the business over 3.5 years ago now through my passion of travel, and it's just after COVID, obviously after the pandemic, it's flourished from there. No, it's gone really well.
And was that something you were involved in before, or completely a career change?
I was sort of involved, but a little bit of a career change, because, as I say, I've travelled a lot extensively, and I really love sort of helping people find the best places to go on holiday.
So, do clients sort of ring you up and they say, we don't know where to go, we do know where to go? How does the process work?
Some know exactly where they want to go and are just looking at prices. Some will ring and say, in the summer, I want somewhere in July and August, somewhere hot, less than 2 hours flight.
Yeah.
And then you're off from there going, you know, checking what is best for them. But the more information you give me, the better and closer I can get to the actual, you know, the perfect fit for you, for the client.
So you can do sort of holidays at one end of the scale where people might just say, I want this holiday and I want car hire and I might want to go and visit this place. Can you arrange for tickets? And then you might have somebody that says, actually, I want to go on a different plane. I want to have car pick me up, a limo when I get there. I want a champagne when I get to the place that you've booked. And I want to have a donkey in the front room. And I want to have small children dancing around outside with violins.
Yep.
And that would be another client at the upper end that might say, this is what I want. And then you would organise a whole lot.
Yes, so we can organise. Obviously, you book the holiday, the flights and the hotel. But you can obviously sort out transfers, car hire. And as you say, you can organise anything the client wants. We've got people in those countries that can organise all them stuff. But yeah, I mean, from the package holidays, we can book Jet2, TUI, EasyJet holidays, Kiwoni. We can book all those at exactly the same price that they quote online. And then going up to big bespoke holidays like Australian, you know, 3 to 4 or 5 weeks in Australia, we can do the whole itinerary and put the whole itinerary for you together. And the beauty is, people just, you know, they've got me to talk to. You're not ringing a company with a call centre. You can call me anytime, 24/7, and I'm there to help if there's any issues.
And also, things to add on, if you are on holiday, you can ring you up and say, can you organise this for us?
Yes.
But the great thing is, as you said, with the flights as well, because some people might say, actually, I want to do cheap flights, but I want to spend a bit more on the accommodation and the car hire. When you do a packaged holiday,
set by obviously whatever Jet2, TUI, EasyJet, you're using their airline basically. But yes, we can package. We have trade suppliers that can package together sort of any airline with any hotel. So, there is the choice. You've got the choice of the package versus the more bespoke, where I can put together the flights, you know, convenient for your time. You want to go, you want to come back, and also where you want to stay. If it's one hotel, two hotels, you know, multi-centre, we can do all that.
And a great idea if you're out there and you're thinking about getting married and you've always wanted to go to Greek islands to get married and you've got maybe 20 people, that if you go through you, you can say, actually, we're going to need 20 seats. Can you bring the, get the prices down? Because there's going to be 20 of us going, and, you know, setting up weddings, because that is another thing which is a is very, very popular.
It is definitely popular. And, you know, what people say, oh, I'll book it myself, book it myself. But it's normally, I think, on average, every, I think every seven seats, it depends on the airline, seven to ten seats, the price can change. So you could get a few people booking at that price, and then suddenly the price jumps up because then people originally are booked. But we can do group bookings as well, where we go directly to the airline and then they will give us a price, and it's normally the average price, and probably won't be the cheaper price, but it's the average price, so you get the same price for the whole group.
Excellent. I don't know why I'm asking about weddings for. I'm not. You heard me earlier talking about the Maldives and Simon Baker from The Mentalist. Maybe he'll be listening to this interview and he'll get in contact with me. No, we were talking about you are part of Hayes Travel Independent.
Yes, so Hayes Travel is, we're under the umbrella of Hayes Travel. So you see, obviously, in Brentwood High Street, there's Hayes Travel. But we are part of the Hayes Travel, Hayes Independence Group. So the Independence Group is made up of all sort of home working groups, all different companies under the home working banner of the IGE, the investment group, the independence group, sorry. And we use the same ABTA, we get their buying power as well. So we get the Hayes buying power from when you either walk in the high street shop or you come to me, we get the, you'll get the same buying power with all the suppliers that, that Hayes, obviously being the number one tour operator in the UK, this is, it comes with some, you know, some punch basically.
And it's nice to say you've got a bespoke holiday company.
Yeah.
So who do you go with? You don't say like the top big ones you always hear about. You're going, actually, I've got somebody that sorted everything out for me.
Exactly. That's the personal service as well. And you do extra things. And, you know, there was a lady who went to the Maldives last year. I've got a family went to the Maldives, six of them. And they had a flight change while I was there, and when I changed all the flights with Qatar before they come back, and she come back and she said, do you know what, that would ruin my holiday if I was there and had to deal with that. Because they had a horrendous layover time in Doha. I managed to get a shorter one, and she said I would never have been able to deal with that. That's the sort of service that we aim to provide. And obviously you're coming straight to me, you know, via email, WhatsApp, phone call. So so that's the personal service we offer.
Now, I've never known about, I always book a holiday that's got APTA and Atoll, okay? This is what you, so this is what any holiday that you do, this is what you normally have. I've got no idea what they mean.
So Atoll and APTA, Atoll is the air travel organizer's license. It sits alongside APTA, but Atoll is the one that's going to give you the full package, but it has to include flights. So Atoll is the one with flights. Now, there's been a few online companies recently that come away from APTA. Now, APTA covers you for, that's more rail, road and sea. So that's slightly different where you haven't got flights involved, so you've got APTA coverage on there. But Atoll is completely the whole package. So anything you book through me, all of the suppliers you use would have an Atoll license, and you'll be Atoll protected. So every travel company in the UK should be Atoll protected. APTA, as I say, some online have come away because all they do is sell flight packages, so they don't need the APTA license. So that's the difference between the two.
There we go. Just a quick question. I didn't ask you this. Just thought of it. Do you book cruises? Oh my gosh! I wish I'd have known. They're the most. If you go to the website, if you're trying to book a cruise, they're the most incredibly complicated, no idea what you're doing. So that is amazing. They can just go to you and say, I want a cruise to go here. Can you sort out everything?
Yes, and we've just got a new website, actually, with cruise website. So you can go in and search on what date you want to go, what ship you want to go, and it's got all details of all the ships and all the details of the different places and different itineraries and stuff. But, we book cruise. Me and my wife, Dina, we love cruise. It's our favourite holiday.
Addicted connected to them on there's loads of channels now on YouTube where you can, and they're young people that are cruising. This is not, cruising used to be a thing where you think people in their 60s and 70s, and there still is that age group, but a lot of people now are going on,
it's
there
getting
because
a lot younger
because of the entertainment. Yeah, and it's, I mean, for families or adults or whatever, you know.
Exactly, and a lot of multi-generational family holidays we sell for cruises. I think the average age I read the other day was 55, just over 55. I think, as you say, a few years ago that would have been a bit higher, a lot higher, but we've got sort of newer cruise lines coming in like Virgin, which is adult only, but it is a lot younger crowd on there, and it's like, people call it the party cruise line, but it is, it's not, it's for everyone, but it's definitely bringing more and more of the land holiday people onto cruise lines.
So. And that is a good service because if you, as I said, if you go to the websites for any of these cruises, it gets very complicated because you've got drinks packages, you've got inside cabins with, and then you're like, I don't know whereabouts in the ship I am. So if you use somebody like you, you can say, this is where you are, you're near the stairs, you're near this restaurant, and also because when you get on there, you can book different things, you can book stuff in advance to see comedians or the shows.
Don't book a cabin under the deck where, they're putting out the sun lounges at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
But no, we're happy to help with crews, and they say very experienced, that's our favorite holiday. So,
and have you been, can I just ask, what have you been on, Celebrity yet?
Yes,
what was it like, just tell
it
me.
It was amazing. We've done the Caribbean with Celebrity. We're actually going next year, if we're selling from Singapore to Sydney. With Celebrity. But they are my favorite.
I'm saying yes, I'm just looked at it on YouTube. So for next year, 2024, now holidays go in and out of fashion. So what are the three top destinations for 2024?
I mean, similar to 2023, I mean, the most booked one, the most booked destination I do at the moment is UAE's Dubai. You know, it's very, very popular. I'd say that will definitely stay in for 24. You know, the hotels, there's more and more resorts and hotels springing up there. Another one is Greece. Greece was always, I think, probably pre-pandemic, I'd say Turkey was probably in front of Greece with the all-inclusive. But Greece now, I think, from last year, from my bookings last year, Greece was definitely in front of Turkey. And I'd say Mauritius for next year as well, as a long haul. I went, as I say, I went in May, and it was just an amazing island. Amazing. It's got everything there that you need. Hotels, the resorts are fantastic. And I think, you know, that's definitely one of my, I try and switch sell people from other places to Mauritius because, you know, even in the summer, you know, the weather is really nice in the summer. So it's pretty reasonable compared to some of the big, you know, the more expensive European resorts.
And the top three secret.
You pushed this on me a little bit. So, I mean, top of my head, maybe I'll be better prepared next time, Michelle. But I mean, Reykjavik is one in Iceland that obviously with the Lagoon there, it's strange because we you don't think of that as a holiday or a city break, but we sell a lot of that, and we sell a lot of it as a, and coupled with New York as well. So you do this Iceland Air, so you do the two in the same holiday. Secondly is Tennessee. Everyone who knows me and Dina knows that we love Tennessee. So we've been to Memphis and Nashville quite a few times. We renewed our wedding vows in Graceland in Memphis. But I'd say just go. It is just amazing. Nashville is for music, is just amazing. And obviously Memphis as well with all the history and everything there. And thirdly, we done a cruise last year in Montenegro. We went into Kota and then we sailed out through, and it looked absolutely stunning. And people like Jet2, I think EasyJet as well now, are really promoting Montenegro as well as Croatia. You can do a twin center with Croatia. But Montenegro is definitely one that's on the up for next year.
Yeah. Oh, also, so people will be there going, oh, it's December now. Because you're looking at the weather, you're like, oh, it's just nice to have that little bit of sunshine. Always makes you feel better. I love, as I always talk about it, I love Greece. I do have a habit of going to the same place, which is in Fiskardo in Greece, up that sort of other end, which I absolutely love. But I've been to a lot of Greek islands, and I do I just know if I go to Greece, I will have a nice time.
Yeah.
You know, just to get
over
there.
We love Greece. Yes. We do love Greece. Yeah. It is, as I say, it's normally between, with the all-inclusive, I mean, as I was going to say as well, all-inclusive has become quite fashionable, especially with the cost of living crisis at the moment. It has become very fashionable because everyone knows, they know that is their cost. They're not paying any more money when they go there. They're not having to go out and eat out of restaurants and stuff. And Greece has sort of come up on the rails alongside Turkey with the offering on all-inclusive in the last couple of years since the pandemic. It is a great place. Greece.
So you've got holidays if you want to get your wedding vows renewed, if you're thinking about doing a wedding or you're going over there for any other reasons, even to scatter ashes, and you've got family going somewhere, just as your general holiday, a special holiday. You can look for the cruises as well with the company, which is fantastic. As I said, they're very complicated to normally do that on their own websites. And also, if people are single as well, a lot of people are now, and especially women, are doing single holidays. So again, you can sort that out. Sometimes, going through a holiday company would be quite difficult to get a single room, getting the flight and everything else, but you can do all that too.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to say, with being part of Hayes, we got, you know, we use over 200 suppliers. I mean, we don't use all of them, you know, from us as one company, but I've got sort of five or six that I use all the time and have go to. But then we've got specialist ones as well, where we can go to, and we know we can go to a specialist supplier for any certain holiday. It's like last week I was at a sandals training day, which is obviously in the Caribbean, and they do weddings as well, and they do some fantastic wedding packages, you know, which, you know, we've looked at for people before as well. So
excellent. And what is the best thing about being in Brentwood? You're a Brentwood company. What do you say is the best thing about being in Brentwood?
I mean, we've lived here 17 years now, over 17. We've moved once but stayed in Brentwood. We just love the town. It's the atmosphere, and it is great. We just really love it. And
it's great for networking and community.
The networking is great as well, especially the community from where we was in Worley before, but obviously we're now I'm 5 minutes away from here in the studio. It's the big community spirit and plenty going on, and it's great, obviously, connections into London and airports and stuff, most importantly airports. We love it here.
Excellent. And don't forget, support your local businesses, and also the businesses that are working from home or on the high street. Otherwise we will end up as a high street full of coffee shops, which is really nice, but there's only so many coffee shops you can possibly have. you know exactly what I mean. So it's Dina and Warren Jessop, and the company is Not Just Travel, and you can find you everywhere all over the internet.
Yep. So Facebook is just Not Just Travel Brentwood. Our website address is Adina and Warren. So it's DenaAnd Warren, WARREN, notjusttravel.com. And also on Instagram, notjusttravel_Brentwood. But also you can catch me on the phone as well. All my details are on the website and on Facebook.
Excellent. So next time you come in, you might have a bit of a tan.
Maybe. We're planning some at the moment, so maybe. Yeah.
You have got a slight glow of somebody who's been somewhere. That's what you, which I'm very jealous of, because I haven't got anything. And I got bitten to death. What's the best thing for mosquitoes have you found? Because every time I go to Greece, I go, oh no, and I literally end up with mosquito bites, and they're massive. They seem to love me.
Yeah, me and Dina are quite lucky. We don't sort of... Dina sometimes gets attacked. I think she uses some sort of spray. Yeah. I'm not too sure. But yeah, that we're quite lucky on that front.
Well, I think they said something about alcohol is...
Definitely. Well, that's probably why they don't affect me.
Let's not go there. It's lovely to meet you.
Yeah, and you. So
hopefully next time
me.
You'll be back in December,
December,
to come and have a chat. We're going to talk about a different topic when you come in next time.
Definitely.
Which we'll go through. And will the lovely Dina be joining us?
I could probably get her to come along, yes.
Good name, because that's my sister's name. And her name is actually Denise, but as a child, I could never say her name. So she's Dina.
Dina.
There we go.
Yeah.
Except it's D-E-A-N-A.
D-E-N-A.
That's it. For your one. My one's D-E-N-A, And it's really confusing, because when I go to Brecon, which is a lovely place to go, they say, who are you talking about? So that's my sister. And it's not Denise. And she's got a couple of different names. Love this holiday service. I'll have a chat with him. That's Francesca from earlier, because she's listening.
Brilliant.
As well.
Thanks,
there
Francesca.
We go. There we go. There's a sale for you. Just come up to 11:48. Let's do some ads, and then we'll be back with some more music and some more chat. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
You know, I'd love to do a holiday in December. I've always wanted to do a December holiday and go away at Christmas, but I've got plans at Christmas now. But yeah, I did go away New Year's Eve last year, which was beautiful. I had a lovely time down by the coast in Devon or Cornwall. I could never get the right place, but it was lovely. It was absolutely lovely. Just got up to 11:53. Let's do some traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Now onto the roads. Now Brook Street roundabout at the moment. Let's have a little look. It's fine. Running pretty smoothly. doesn't seem to be too much of a problem. There was a crash there earlier, but that's sorted. Heading up towards the M11 is fine. Heading all the way down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and coming back through the tunnel as well. Wilson's Corner flowing nicely. Some traffic lights on the A1023 Shenfield Road at Mill Hill. That's due to some gas main work, and also some water main work on the A129 with temporary traffic signals at Rayleigh Road at Church Lane. You'll get more traffic and travel coming up in the next hour. And now we're going to try and squeeze in another song. This is The Music of Sound with their first release. It's called First Light, composed by Neil March and featuring Florrie on piano. And you've got Eleanor on flute and Neil on programming as well. Here we go.
Myself is low. fall, but I won't care much cause I've seen it all.
But here I am, and I feel that rhythm. It's the lifeline that I've been given. All these colors in my head, and I ask myself, is it over yet? Is it over yet? Is it over? Is it over yet?
Radio, because it's radio and it's local.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.